All right. It's Marin in for Cedar. Stay on the phone, you guys. What's that? And I'll talk to you at the top of the hour. Unbelievable. Folks, Bruce Cherry was one of our beloved writers on the old Morning Sedition and Mark Maron shows. If you were a listener back then, you probably remember him. And you probably also remember that Bruce was our only writer without any recurring characters. But he's still trying, people. And since I'm in town for just this week, we thought we'd have Bruce come in and give it one last shot. So here now is Bruce Cherry with what's not so much a pitch of the week, but more like Bruce Cherry's, shall we call it, desperate attempt to glom onto me in case he loses his job at Air America. Welcome, Bruce. Nice to see you.
Thank you for that introduction, Mark.
All right, man. So,
scathing.
Are you? I think we got the script. We're going to do this.
This was actually quite successful. This was done once before.
I do remember it, and I think this is going to be provocative given the conversation we just had. Next up, here we do. We're doing it. Next up, we have a very special guest, a member of my own family, folks. He was my inspiration for getting into comedy. He's a legendary entertainer from the earliest days of vaudeville. Please welcome the comic legend, my uncle, Yehuda Marin. Hello.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
I just took the train from Baltimore. Boy, are my arms tired.
Uncle Yehuda, that joke doesn't work unless you say you flew here.
No wonder it never worked after Kitty Hawk. Oi. Now I have to keep up with technology?
Uncle Yehuda, put your face a little closer to the microphone.
This thing? It looks like a schmuck. What am I, a fagula?
Oh, boy. Come on, Uncle Yehuda. I'm sure you've been on the radio before.
Have I ever? Hey, I was there when Goldfarb invented the radio.
I think Marconi invented the radio.
I knew Goldfarb was lying to me. That's why the damn thing had an RCA logo right on it. I bet he didn't invent movable type either.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hear you've been traveling.
I just got back from Mesopotamia.
You mean Iraq?
What am I, an atlas? I was over there entertaining the troops.
Well, that must have been quite a treat for the GIs.
Not our troops. You work up to that. It was the other side, but hey, a gig's a gig. It was tough, let me tell you. You ever try to make a suicide bomber laugh? Mark, I bombed terribly. And they still didn't like me. Get it? I pandered.
Oh, man. You're going in and out of accents.
Let's not.
I'm sorry.
Now you're screwing me up.
All right. I guess you have to dance around the whole Sunni Shia thing. Am I right, Uncle Yehuda?
What are those? Hey, if I'm in trouble, I make fun of people from New Jersey.
Now, you know, you've had an amazing career, and I'm surprised that you're not better known today.
Well, Mark,
yeah.
My vaudeville career was almost ruined after the incident.
Uh-huh.
It was in the late 20s. I was famous as the wacky neighbor on a radio show at the time. People loved my crazy pratfalls.
On the radio?
Check it out.
Wow. That was amazing.
I'm not done yet. Anyway. It's called acting, Mark. Anyway, a while had passed and my career had hit the skids. Then one night I was doing a set at the factory in Hollywood.
You mean the Laugh Factory?
No, the manhole cover factory. Like I said, I hit the skids. Anyway, out of nowhere, this guy starts heckling.
Isn't there a famous recording of this?
Yeah. As luck would have it, one of the audience members turned on his portable machine to record 78 RPM phonograph discs.
Hey, Brendan, can we get hold of that record?
Yeah, I have it right here, Mark. I'm rolling the vinyl right now.
What's up with people from New Jersey?
Hey,
Marin, you suck.
What? Who said that? Oh, you! You can talk! 50 years ago, we would have had you hanging upside down with a fork in your tuchus! What am I saying? We can do that right now! Somebody get me a fork!
Hey, Marin, you still suck.
That's it! That guy's a schwarzer! Throw his ass out! He's a schwarzer! He's a schwarzer! He's a schwarzer!
All right, stop the record. Now, we're going to get calls from African-American Yiddish speakers. Look, you know, Uncle Yehuda, that was rough stuff, but I'm surprised that recording caused a scandal in the 20s. You say it ruined your career?
Of course it caused a scandal. Everybody found out I was working rooms that allowed Schwartzes.
All right. We got to go. Thanks, Uncle Yehuda.
One more thing. Call your Uncle Shlomo. No excuses.
I don't have an Uncle Shlomo.
I said no excuses.
Uncle Yehuda, everybody. Wow, Bruce, that was, you know what, I think you better stay in New York anyway you slice it.
I wrote that as quickly as I could after your last caller, Glenn.
Wayne Gelman is looking at us in the wrong way. Do you understand? We'll be back with your phone calls, folks. It's Marin in for Cedar, 57 past.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.
What if you could free up $300 a month of your existing income and put it back in your pocket? What if you could pay off all of your debts in 5 years or less, including your mortgage, and have the peace of mind of knowing that you could retire in 10 years or less? What if you could do this all on your current income? Since 1987, Financial Freedom International has helped thousands increase their cash flow, eliminate debt, and build real wealth with their 9 Steps to Wealth system. If you own a home and have debt, call to schedule your personal consultation, and we'll create a customized 9 Steps to Wealth report just for you. The consultation is normally $59, but for a limited time is yours absolutely free and with no obligation. Call 877-870-2641 for your free consultation. 877-870-2641. 877-870-2641.